Hello, this is Deborah Lynn Dadd, and you're listening to Toxic Free Radio. This is my very first show on this series, and we're celebrating by having a 12-hour marathon today. We're having 12 guests across 6 2-hour shows, and we're going to be talking about toxic chemicals, their health effects, how you can remove them from your home and body. I'm going to tell you who our guests are so you know what's coming up. First, I'm going to be interviewed in this first hour, and then in the next hour, we'll have Michael Piacenza, who has a non-toxic pest control company, so we'll be talking about the dangers of pesticides used in the home and garden, and what are the safe alternatives that are available today. Then my friend April Cook will be here, and she gives me my organic facials, and we'll be talking all about skincare and how exposure to toxic chemicals can affect your skin and what you can do to take care of your skin naturally. Then at 3 o'clock, Mary Cordaro, who is a fabulous environmental consultant and biologist, will be here to talk about building materials and interiors and indoor air pollution. She and I have known each other for years. And then at 4 o'clock, also my friend, actually everybody's my friend. I should be saying that over and over again. All of these people are my friends, old or new. Annie Bond will be here. And like me, she and I have been writing about things non-toxic and green for many, many years. So we'll have a lot to talk about. Then Dr. Steve Lund will be here to talk about how we can detox our bodies. And Dr. Lund has been my primary health practitioner for the last year, and he's helped me a lot with this whole detoxification process. So we'll have a lot to say there too. Then Dr. Deva Kulsa, a holistic veterinarian, will be here to talk about how to keep your pets healthy and not have them sick in the first place by using good nutrition. At 7 o'clock, Ellen Edmondson, who is a permaculturist and organic gardener and does everything herself, will come and tell us how we can do all these do-it-yourself things, grow our own food, bake our own bread, all these things, while holding down a full-time job. At 8 o'clock, we'll have biologic dentist Dr. Kurt Youngman to talk about things like fluoride and mercury and all those things, toxic dangers that have to do with dental exposure. And also, what does a biologic dentist do and why should we use one? At 9 o'clock, Larry Rudaglia will be here to talk about how to remodel your house without toxic chemicals. At 10 o'clock, Harmony Susala will be here to tell us about the toxic chemicals in the textile industry and what's going on with organic cotton and all the regulations and things like that. And at 11 o'clock, we'll have Eliana Jantz, who I think probably made the first wool bed and did a lot to make organic standards happen with wool so that we can have more purity in that department. So that's what's coming up over the next 12 hours. And now I'd like to introduce Dr. Steve Lund, DCLMT, and a few more letters that I don't remember, who is going to interview me, Dr. Lund.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
Great to be on your show with you, and thank you so much on your inaugural show. It's a pleasure to be here. I have a question for you. You've been doing this for a long time, and you've just written a new book on toxic chemicals and how to rid them from your body. And after the several books that you've already written, and you know, why this book? Why now?
This book started in 2009. And what happened then was that legislation was introduced to improve the Toxic Substances Control Act, which you may have heard of as called TSCA. And the importance of that legislation is that right now we don't actually have laws that say you can't have toxic chemicals in consumer products. And one of the reasons why toxic chemicals are so prevalent is because there's no laws that stop them. We have a choice as consumers to choose to buy products that aren't toxic, but we still have a lot of exposure to toxic things where other people aren't choosing it. And what happened with this new legislation was that there started to be more publicity about toxics. And now we are at a time when almost any day you could go to almost any news source and find a story about some other chemical being toxic. And I looked at this and I said, there's so much more awareness and so many more people are more interested, but the story is not just about everything is toxic. Everybody needs to know that there are non-toxic choices we can make too. And I said, it's time for a new book.
So it's just not just an upgrade, really incorporates many of the things that people can do simply to change, even though there's no laws, which are, it's unimportant if there's a law from the standpoint of what you can do personally. It is important generally, but personally you can do a lot of things even though the law doesn't exist.
Personally, you can do a lot of things even though the law doesn't exist. And this is, fortunately, we live in a country where we have the freedom to choose what it is we want to buy. And so we can choose the toxic products or we can choose the toxic-free products. And what my work has always been about for almost 30 years now is how do we choose to be toxic-free? How do we know how to read the labels? How do we know what's available? How do we know how to make those choices so that we can have freedom from toxic chemicals and have that for ourselves?
Great. So knowledge is power, and of course the book gives you a lot of knowledge. You know, knowledge is health, knowledge is power. We know that. You know, there's a lot of choices that we make. We hear a lot about choices these days, but certainly, you know, these choices have to be intelligently made, not only to help yourself, but your, of course, your children and your pets and the environment in general.
Well, the environment in general too. All your loved ones, whoever and whatever they may be. That one of the things that I realized at this particular time as I was writing this book is that we make decisions about ourselves, but we can do things as human beings to reduce our toxic exposure or to remove the toxic chemicals from our bodies. But a bird can't do that, and a whale can't do that, and a tree can't do that. They have to take whatever environment we're providing for them. If we put a toxic chemical into the air, then a tree is going to be exposed to that. A butterfly is going to be exposed to that. And so we need to take responsibility not only for our own environments, but for the environment at large. And also, many people today don't really realize, we don't get a lot of publicity about how much toxic chemicals are actually in the environment at large. Because there's been a lot of publicity about how the toxic exposures indoors are greater than the toxic exposure outdoors. And so we think all these consumer products inside are much more toxic than the air outdoors. And while that actually is a true statement, that doesn't mean that the outdoor air pollution is not there. We still have to be concerned about those toxic exposures too.
Sure, and certainly we have the more gross examples that like DDT, you know, throughout the years and everything that began, you know, we started writing about, you know, Rachel Carlson started writing about in the early 60s, and all that has come to pass.
Well, it has, and something I want to say about Rachel Carson. I actually never read Silent Spring until just last summer as I was researching Toxic Free. And I know a lot of people have heard about the Environmental Working Group did this study where they measured the toxic chemicals in the umbilical cords of babies. And they found, to everybody's horror, that these babies were already contaminated with toxic chemicals at birth and even in the womb. But if you read Silent Spring, they already knew in 1944 that DDT was already ubiquitous in the environment, which means that anybody who was born after 1944, including myself and Dr. Lind, we were all born with toxic chemicals in our body at the moment of birth, and nobody knew that at that time, except the people who knew about this study. It wasn't widely known. Another thing I found out last year while I was studying to write this book is that the Centers for Disease Control are now monitoring what's called the body burden. And body burden is the amount of toxic chemicals we all have in our bodies. And so they do studies that are representative samples, and they just find hundreds of chemicals that are found just in average Americans doing average things. So it's not about some little fringe group that are having bad reactions to chemicals or something. Every single person who is alive today has toxic chemicals in their body to one degree or another. And we also know that toxic chemicals are now, they contribute to every single illness. So it's not about, you know, just, well, toxic chemicals cause cancer. Toxic chemicals cause headaches. They cause depression. They cause diabetes. They cause birth defects. They cause impotence. You know, it's anything, any symptom, any illness, you can find a study that says toxic chemicals are related.
Certainly fertility ratios. You know, there's no question, you know, fertility is a big factor for many men and women.
Yes.
And that's a big part of it. And of course, we know that, you know, the mercury levels, more and more information is becoming available to us about the environmental load. And of course, it's not the intention to cause anybody to be fearful of it, but certainly be aware of it and understand and be respectful of, you know, the amount of damage that's already in the environment. But simple things that we can do on a daily basis, too, that will help you understand but also correct the toxic load that you're experiencing. And, you know, so can you give us an example of something from your book that is a simple thing that someone can do so they can get an idea of what we're looking at?
Well, first, I just want to say that in talking about toxic chemicals and making people aware of what the problem is, I'm not doing it because I want to scare people. I want to empower people. One of the things that happened for me was that once I knew that toxic chemicals were making my body sick, I could do something about it. And if you don't know that there's a problem, then you can't find a solution. You just continue to be the victim of it. So in presenting anything that we talk about today, in all my books, on my website and everything, in presenting the problem of toxics, I'm really here to say, here's something, a problem that we can solve, because the other side of it is that there are simple things that we can do. Probably the easiest thing that anybody can do is to just wash your windows with vinegar and water instead of with toxic ammonia. And we think of ammonia as being something not very toxic because our grandmothers used it, but it actually is very toxic. And if you mix it when you're cleaning, if you mix it with chlorine, that actually can produce deadly fumes. So you don't want to use toxic ammonia. You can just use you can use vinegar, which everybody has in their kitchen.
That's great. I know there's a lot of uses for vinegar, even you know, pesticide use and things like that. Not pesticide, but getting rid of little pests in your house, like getting rid of the trail from ants and things like that. Just wipe that out. So there's a lot of things that we can do in our environment to reduce that toxic load in and outside of the house. No.
That's right. And that's what we're here to discuss. So would you like to hear how I got started?
I would love to hear how you get started. You thought I'd never ask.
I thought you'd never ask. I've been doing this for many, many years. I started researching toxic chemicals in 1978. When I was 23 years old, and it was because I had a series of symptoms which seemed really unrelated to me. I had insomnia. I never slept. I was tired all the time. I was depressed a lot. I would just binge eat any junk food in sight. I was overweight. I just felt like I had no control over my body at all, that there was nothing I could do to ever feel well. And my mother, at the same time, was dying of cancer. And I came home from living on my own to take care of my mother. And she died soon after that. But in the process of taking care of my mother, my father wanted to give her vitamin C, intravenous vitamin C treatments, and nobody would give them to her except one doctor. And this doctor was what's called a clinical ecologist, and he did give her the vitamin C treatments. And while my father was there with my mother, he saw that this doctor was doing something called provocative neutralization testing, which is the process of giving a person a very, very small dose of a toxic chemical, and then if there's a reaction, then they give another dose to turn it off. And in that way, they determine if people are sensitive to toxic chemicals. And it turned out that I was. But the treatment was to simply give you these little doses of toxic chemicals, like homeopathy for toxic chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And that just made me sicker and sicker and sicker. And it was finally another patient said to me, "Are you still sleeping on sheets that have formaldehyde on them?" And I said, "What? Like, why would you even ever think that there was formaldehyde on your bed sheets? Because isn't there some agency that is supposed to be watching out for those things?" I had no idea there was any kind of toxic chemicals in my home at all. And that's how I got started.
Wow. And I know you've been called the Queen of Green and lots of accolades regarding, you know, the work that you've done in relationship to the awareness through
mm-hmm.
your books
mm-hmm.
of the toxic issues that we have. Now, you know, you'd mentioned to me at one point difference between toxin and toxins and toxics.
Yes. A toxin actually is something that's harmful to health in a natural organism. And a toxic, both of these being nouns, a toxic is short for the word toxicant, which is a man-made toxic chemical.
Which are plenty of.
There are plenty of them, yes.
Right. So can you give us, I know there's food additives, there's all kinds of things that we see from a consumption standpoint, that there's also in hair products and there are toothpaste and they're in.
They're
give
all
us a
over
little
the
example
place.
Of, I mean, something that somebody would maybe be using right now that, like, you know, their toothpaste this morning, they get up, they're feeling great, and they have some toothpaste.
Well, toothpaste actually is an interesting product because most toothpaste have fluoride in them. And it says right on the label that that the fluoride is toxic and that you should only use it for brushing your teeth and you should make sure that you don't swallow it. And it's like, how are you supposed to brush your teeth and make sure that you don't swallow even some small amount of it? And it also, toothpaste often have either sugar in them or artificial sweeteners and all kinds of other toxic things, artificial colors, artificial flavors. And you're putting this right in your mouth where you have membranes that are very easy for all of those things to go right into your bloodstream, right through the membranes. And there are many non-toxic natural toothpaste brands that you can get at any natural food store, but you can also just brush your teeth with baking soda. I just saw a commercial on TV last night where they're doing a big push now for Arm & Hammer baking soda toothpaste. And people brush their teeth, and they want you to have this challenge of to brush your teeth with this toothpaste and for 2 weeks and see if your teeth are whiter and brighter and you feel better. So this girl comes on and she says, "Wow, I brushed my teeth, and it must be the baking soda." Well, so just brush your teeth with baking soda. You actually don't need any of the rest of the toothpaste. It's just there to get the baking soda on your teeth.
Right, and there are some, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
There are some transitions that people make. I know when you, like sodium lauryl sulfate, some of the things that are in there that are foaming agents, for example, that are not all that good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But people get used to their mouth foaming when they're brushing their teeth. So there'll be
mm-hmm.
some transition with some of these products that they don't respond as they're used to.
That's right. There are all kinds of products that have a whole gradient scale from being something as simple as baking soda to being the most toxic toothpaste, and you can get it in all kinds of gradients in between. So a step for some people might be to just use a toothpaste that has natural mint flavoring instead of artificial mint flavoring in it, whatever it is that you think is the right step for you. We're going to take a break here, but before we take the break, I want to give you the number so that you can call in if you have any questions. The toll-free number for calling in is 877-497-1811. That's 877-497-1811, and we'll be back in 15 seconds. test because I don't know if you guys can hear us talking while the music's playing. Maybe not. Okay, so now we're back. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio, and I'm here with Dr. Steve Lund, who is interviewing me about my new book, Toxic Free. Dr. Lund.
When we, just before we took our break, we talked about toothpaste, and of course, there are many other products that we can use, from the quality of our water. There's all kinds of things. Your book covers it very, very completely. But the, and of course, your website, you know, there's some great information on your website that, you know, our listeners can take advantage of and understand. But we talk about just that you mentioned that you put some of these toxic things in your mouth, even though you're supposed to spit them out. By the time you spit them back out, they're really in your system already. I know a number of years ago there was a study done where they radioactively labeled some food, and they put it in their mouth, spit it back out. In that fast, it was already in the brain tissue of, you know, whatever they were testing, right? And so
all of us can test it, because wasn't there some test where, like, if you rub a garlic clove on your foot,
right,
you'll taste it.
Many people will.
Like, yes, 2 seconds?
Right.
Yeah.
It is definitely, you know, I mean, our skin is extremely, you know, sensitive to and absorbs, you know, like anything, any medications or anything, you know, they call transdermal. They're, you know, they're absorbed across the skin, and the skin is a protective organ, but it's also an organ of detoxification, you know.
That's right.
You know, if someone is not feeling well, you can many times see it. Or if they're having some internal problem, you see it with their skin, and they may have acne or whatever else might be going on. You know, there's some things.
We should understand that with the skin, that toxic chemicals can go in and toxic chemicals can come out, that it goes both ways. And it used to be thought that the skin was actually a barrier, so that you could put anything on your skin and it would not go in your body. And that's just not correct.
That's absolutely true. And so, you know, using those couple of examples that we just talked about, the skin, and of course, obviously, you know, respiration, breathing, you know, you breathe in things, but and just simply putting something in your mouth, even if you, quote, spit it out, it's already in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but if you can talk for a moment about the healthcare costs, because all this has a significant amount to do. I know you have an ebook that's available regarding, you know, illness and you know, toxic chemicals and how they can cause really any or contribute to any condition that's out there. So, you know, when we talk about the rising costs of healthcare, you know, what about the healthcare costs?
There actually was a study done last year where they found that if only 0.1% of all the toxic chemicals used in consumer products were removed, that American consumers would save $5 billion in healthcare costs. I just think that that's amazing. But the statistics show that a large percentage, like 70-80% of all deaths and 70-80% of all illnesses are caused by toxic chemical exposures. We don't have enough awareness yet to make the connections. But the connections are there. Science has discovered this. It's just, it needs to trickle down into the general public, so that when we're not feeling well, like say we have a headache, instead of saying, well, I need to take a pill, to say, what's causing my headache? What toxic exposure might be causing my headache? One of the things that I did many years ago was that I just started keeping track. I started keeping a journal of what kinds of symptoms I was having and when I was being exposed to various toxic chemicals. For example, if you clean every Tuesday and you have a headache every Tuesday, that's a pretty mm-hmm. clear correspondence. Some things, like for me, were that I had insomnia, and then I discovered in a medical book that formaldehyde exposure can cause insomnia. And when I read that, I thought, well, there's formaldehyde in the permanent press cover on the bed sheets. Let me just not sleep with those sheets. And the first night I did that, I didn't have any more insomnia.
Wow.
And then I noticed that I would get headaches after I would put on perfume. And so I stopped wearing the perfume and I didn't have any more headaches. And even having just one win like that, one playing detective and seeing the symptom associated with the chemical. And then you can say, well, if perfume gives me a headache, then what else has perfume in it? You know, perfume has something like 2,000 toxic chemicals in it. And we're just exposed to this stuff all day long. But you can track down one of those things and see what the correspondences are. But I just want to tell you, after almost 30 years of studying this and experiencing it and tracking things down, it's my recommendation to just skip that step unless you feel like you need to do it to prove to yourself, and just go straight to avoiding all toxic chemicals. Because there's a thing called synergy, which means that the sum total is greater than the combination of the parts. So you could have two chemicals, and each one of them might be a certain degree toxic. But if you mix them together, they get way more toxic, like smoking and asbestos exposure is one of them. And I mean, I think that probably most of us are not smoking and having asbestos exposure at the same time. But like
you might be.
And like I mentioned earlier, ammonia and chlorine, you can be exposed to each one of those separately, and they are much less toxic than when they're together. They produce a gas that is deadly, that people can actually die from by the time you've breathed it in, to see if, to understand that you've just breathed it, you're already dead. And
that has happened, people cleaning.
That's right.
You know, using both chemicals. I remember a number of years ago reading somebody was cleaning an egg. Their house had been egged,
mm-hmm.
and they were cleaning it off. I think it was a daughter and a mother, and they were cleaning their house off and happened to be using both those chemicals and to die from it. So it's but also it certainly can reduce significantly the quality of life. You know, like you said,
absolutely,
all these different symptoms that may be related or at least contributing to the different illnesses that are out there. So these kinds of things are an investment, not only of financial investment, but they're not expensive things to do.
No, they really aren't. And some people have asked me about, well, isn't it more expensive to live this way? And it actually isn't for me. I think that I'm saving money because of several things. One is that I'm tending to live much more simply, that if what you're looking at is the whole bigger picture of where are all these toxic chemicals, a lot of it is just because we live in a consumer world and we have so many things. And when you're working on finding toxic-free things to live your daily life, then you have to look at each thing that you're buying and decide, what about this soap? What about this shampoo? What about these dishes? What about this food that I'm eating? And you end up just using fewer different kinds of things because you're finding things that are less toxic. And things like cleaning products, if you're switching from buying 20 different toxic cleaning products, one for each use, and you then are now changing to baking soda, lemon juice, vinegar, and soap, that costs a lot less. But here's the other thing. Healthcare costs are just skyrocketing. It costs so much money to be sick, and it costs much less money to be well. I happen to know right now 4 people who have cancer, and I don't know if you all know how much it costs to have cancer treatment. It's enormous amount of money, not only the amount of money that you need, and you may not have. One friend of mine doesn't have insurance, and she has cancer treatment she has to pay for. It's thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. But not only that, you're losing time. You're losing the time in your life by being sick, where you're not having fun, you're not pursuing your dreams, you're not enjoying your relationships, you're just having cancer or whatever illness you're having because of toxic chemicals. And just in order to have life, it's not, I don't do this work because I love toxic chemicals. I do this work because I want to live. I want to have my life. I don't want to be sick all the time. And it's very, very real to me that toxic chemicals are suppressing our ability to have the lives we want because they're making people sick.
Right.
And that's really the motivating factor for me, is to say, I want to be well and I want to have a good life. So we'll be back in 15 seconds. 11 hours and 31 minutes left. So I'm going to give you the toll-free number again. It is 877-497-1811, and you are welcome to call in and ask me any questions that you would like on any subject having to do with toxics or toxic-free alternatives or how toxic chemicals make you sick or how you can get well.
Well, you know, one thing you just mentioned before we took our break is you commented about you knew some people that have cancer, and certainly we're aware of the greater, many of us anyway are aware of the greater, more sinister things that are out there. At least we seem to be like, you know, nuclear, you know, problems in the world with nuclear reactors. And we have, you know, mercury exposure. You know, many cities have got rid of mercury. I think almost everybody probably has now mercury thermometers. So we have mercury-free thermometers available and how toxic those are. In fact, putting one, breaking a thermometer in an 11-acre lake completely contaminates that lake, right? But what about the, I see we have a caller. It's just like, you know, we talk about these severe things, but, you know, there's fatigue, there's joint ache, there's muscle ache, there's headaches, there's just, you know, not having the general quality of life, too, that comes from this. So it's not just those people who have these more significant terminal or really real problems in their life health-wise, but there's these other ones that are constantly vexing people with a reduced quality of life.
That's absolutely right. And oftentimes it's so, you know that story about putting the frog in the hot water?
Right.
Yeah, where if you put a frog in boiling water, the frog will jump out. But if you just put a frog in cold water and then turn up the heat and it gets hotter and hotter and hotter, the frog will just stay there and be boiled to death. And this, I know this sounds really horrible, but that's kind of how we are, is that our toxic chemicals are not obvious and they're making us slowly get sicker and sicker and sicker, but not so sick that we feel like we can't work anymore or we can't go play anymore. It's just that we're not doing so well.
Reducing vitality.
Reducing vitality. That's a good term. Yeah. And it's actually been pretty amazing to me how much better I feel, number one, having removed the toxic chemicals from my home, and number two, in the past year, removing the toxic chemicals from my body. Oh, my God, did that make a difference? We have a caller, so we're going to go see what our caller has to say. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Deborah Lynn Dadd on Toxic Free Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
How are
you?
Good. I hear you talking about the skin and how absorbent it is, and I'm in a position right now. I have the multiple chemical sensitivity, so I'm very careful with my world. However, I have an elderly mother, and it takes caregivers to care for her. And I have a care provider who must use her wrinkle cream, which is toxic, highly toxic.
Yeah.
And the smell bothers me like crazy. And, of course, it's a transferable thing. All these fragrance and items, they transfer from her hands to my glasses to the food that she prepares for my mother. She touches her face. So I didn't know, is there any alternatives? I know you're going to have a guest on that's going to actually get into toxic-free makeups and things of that nature. But and I'm trying to encourage this caregiver that, you know, I mean, it's really become a problem because I can't stand it, yet my mother needs the care. And she does not want to forego it because she's elderly and she wants to have her face looking youthful. I don't know, we're created a crossroads here.
I understand that problem. April will be here at 2 o'clock Eastern time, and I'm sure that she can answer that question. I can tell you that since I'm 56 years old, so I'm in that zone where we're looking at wrinkles on the skin. But, well, Dr. Lund will tell you how youthful my skin is.
It is as you.
I really don't look like I'm 56, do I?
You do not.
But part of that is, actually, toxic chemicals will make skin wrinkle. And that as and when, because the skin is absorbing toxic chemicals, especially from toxic beauty products, it can actually destroy the quality of skin. And April can talk about that at 2 o'clock. So to then go and use another toxic product doesn't actually solve the problem. I have noticed, since I've been getting facials every 2 weeks for about the past 6 months, I have noticed a big improvement in my skin. Not that it was that bad before, but it's just more vibrant as I'm taking all the toxic stuff out of it every other week. It just becomes more and more alive, and it starts healing itself. And so perhaps what you could do, and this, I know this is not just in this particular case, because this is a problem that people face all the time, is that individuals want or need to not be exposed to toxic chemicals, and then the people that they live with want to still use the toxic chemicals. This is, I wish we could solve this.
Well, part of it, I think, is making, you know, from my experience with it, is making the people in your environment that you do have to deal with in a closed environment like this to understand that there are some solutions. You know, April's going to talk about them this afternoon.
With skincare,
You know, you have other things that are a big part of understanding the wrinkle process. You know, certainly external, you know, simply drinking enough water will rehydrate the tissue and help. Many times, especially people as they age, will become dehydrated. They just don't like to drink water anymore. But if they look at it as a wrinkle-reducing activity, you know, it's like, I'm not drinking water, I'm getting rid of my wrinkles. Sometimes it's an educational step, it's an understanding and attitude step. But also, you know, there's an example from a nutritional standpoint would be a product called hyaluronic acid. And that's collagen building. It's soft tissue building, I guess you could say, cartilage and collagen building. And those things can be understood and probably suggested as some alternatives that will help your mom achieve her youthful appearance without causing you a toxic overload.
Yeah, you know, another thing is just to talk to people and to offer them another solution so that it's not about you versus them. It's about helping them understand that they can do something different. I just want to give you another example. And we have another caller, so we'll go to that other caller after I give this example. 1 year, at Christmas time, I gave everybody a bag of organic oranges because oranges have fungicide on them, and every orange does. And they also bleach the skins, and then they put artificial dye on them. So the first time I ate an organic orange, it didn't taste like fungicide. And I thought an orange tasted like fungicide. I thought that was what an orange was. And I was so shocked that I gave everybody for Christmas a bag of organic oranges, and everybody else was shocked too. And it really made the point to my entire family about the difference between ordinary produce and organic produce. And also, many, many years ago, before I was married, I started dating a man who wanted to date me. And I said, well, so if you're interested in having a relationship with me, you need to know right up front before we even go on a date that when you're around me, that you need to be non-toxic. And if we live together or get married, you're going to have to spend the rest of your life living non-toxic because that's just the requirement. And he said, okay. And so what I did was I gave him some soap and deodorant and toothpaste and all those things so that he could then go home, and that's what he needed to use in order to be with me. And so we can't do that with things like parents, you know, where we need to continue to have those relationships. But I just made a decision that if people were going to be in my life, new people, that they needed to be non-toxic with me, and that was a life-sustaining pro-survival thing that was just a bottom-line requirement. So we'll probably
end up... there's more information in your book about that too, right? I'm going to plug your book. I got to plug your book. I know you won't, so I'm going to plug your book.
There's more information in my book.
On the website.
On the website. And I have, before we go to the next caller, I have a special offer today. and today only, I have a limited number of copies of my book, Toxic Free, which I will autograph and date with today's date. And so you will have a first day of publication date, first day of publication.
That's great.
And, yeah, and the way to do that is to call 727-466-6812 and place your order over the phone. I have an operator standing by.
Hey, great.
Think,
will do.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And
thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's take another break and we'll be right back. And we're back. And we had another caller. And could you call again? We seem to have gotten disconnected. So please call again and we'll pick you up right away. Oh, let's see. I have a list of things for us to talk about here. One of the things that I want to do is I want to make sure that in every hour that we talk a bit about, I'm pulling my papers together here, we talk a little bit about how toxic chemicals are affecting your body. Because this is one of the things that I am very, very interested in now and is a new feature in my book, Toxic Free. All the ways that toxic chemicals affect your body, the different illnesses that can be caused are all in the book. And so every hour I'm going to take a little time and just talk about these things so that you can start to become familiar with them. The first, and I have them all arranged by body system. And we don't think of things as being part of a body system, but they are. So the first one I want to talk about is your cells. And you can jump in, Dr. Lind, if you want to say anything while I'm talking, since he knows a lot more about this than I do. And, in fact, I want to acknowledge Dr. Lind for his assistance in putting together the body chapter of my book, which talks about all the things that we can do to take toxic chemicals out of our body. And he also did help me greatly in putting together the body system chapter.
Thank you.
So your cells are the basic structure of your body. It's like that's where everything is happening. And it has all these functional parts within a membrane, and that membrane encloses the cells and it regulates the exchange of things. And toxic chemicals can go right through that membrane and go right into the cell. And when it goes into the cell, what it does is that it destroys DNA. And DNA is very important to our survival because that's where the genetic information is. Now, toxic chemicals can damage your cells in three ways. One is that it can be mutagenic, which means that it causes a permanent change in the DNA of the cells. So when you hear kids talk about mutants, then that's a toxic chemical changing the DNA in the cell. Those mutant ninja turtles. And then there's carcinogens, because the toxic chemicals go in and it damages the cell and then they reproduce in an uncontrollable rate, and that's what makes a tumor. And then there's also what's called teratogens, which cause birth defects. And that those are all of these things are changing the DNA information, and that's why they all have to do with your cells. So these are the cells. I mean, if you've ever like noticed a little cell, like if you cut your finger and you bleed and you see that little tiny red cell, they're just little tiny things. And the toxic chemicals go in and they cause these very, very big changes. So this is just to make you aware that there's all these different ways that toxic chemicals can cause harm. And so we really need to be looking at not putting them in our bodies in the first place. And then if they do come in, we need to be doing the things to get them out of our bodies.
That's true. You know, our body is very resilient in its ability to handle things, obviously, because we have some pretty rough things. You know, we put mercury in our mouths even though it's a biohazard, the only safe place to store it, you jokingly say, is in your mouth, I guess. you can't put it in many other environmental spaces, but you can use it in your mouth. And, of course, there's a lot of controversy of how much damage that actually occurs with that. And that's really not the point of this. It's just that there's a lot of things that our body can do. We just need to encourage it. We also need to make sure that those systems are enhanced with the proper nutrients to make that available to us. And to have them work at optimally.
Yes. This morning I found out that mercury, if you have mercury fillings or if you're exposed to mercury in some other way, but mercury fillings in your mouth is the biggest way most people are exposed to mercury, that it actually goes in and destroys the body's ability to, I think it's make or process glutathione.
That's right, which is one of the
major. Yeah, glutathione is actually the thing that when there's a toxic molecule in your liver, which detoxes the toxic chemicals, the glutathione molecule, I think if I'm getting this right, if I remember what it says in my book correctly, it's the glutathione molecule that actually attaches to it, to the toxic chemical molecule, and pulls the toxic chemical molecule through the process of breaking down and being detoxed. And so if we have mercury fillings in our mouth, we're just destroying our body's ability to detox. And this is part of the problem that is happening in today's modern world, is that we do have detox functions. We do have detox organs, particularly the kidneys and the liver, and yet those are the first ones that are damaged by the toxic chemical exposure. This is why it became so important to me in this new book. In the past, I've talked a lot about avoiding toxic chemicals and how we can remove them from our homes. But in this new book, fully half of the book is about how to get the toxic chemicals out of our bodies and understanding how our detox systems work, because it's so important to not just be carrying these around with us. And this is something that hasn't been talked about a lot in the past, but we are understanding now that we have a huge amount of body burden, that all these chemicals we're carrying around are causing illness, and now is the time to start looking at how can we get them out.
It's absolutely true. You know, there's so many things that can be done simply on a, you know, and inexpensively on a daily basis to improve the internal function of our system so that we have a greater ability to handle the toxins that are there. While at the same time, it's important to follow many of the tips that are in your book in relationship to how can we reduce that environmental load. So between the two of them, you're doing a great amount of enhancing your quality of life and your body's ability to handle the detoxification that it has to do. Every cell has a little, you know, among other things, one of its jobs is to detoxify all the junk that comes by it that it has to package up and send out. And of course, we have the big systems like, you know, the liver and, you know, the gastrointestinal system, you know, the colon and all the different things that we do that get rid of things, the skin, the lungs, you know, et cetera. But, you know, certainly it's important to put less problem on that system. And I think that, you know, that's kind of the 1-2 punch, improve the system's ability to function and reduce the amount of load that it has to do, and you will definitely feel better.
That definitely is it. What we have, our bodies really are a system, and what we have is we have chemicals coming in, and then we need to have chemicals going out. But if we don't reduce the amount of chemicals we're putting in and just only try to do the detox part, it's like trying to empty a bathtub while you have the faucet on. You never get it empty. And what you really need to do is get the overload of chemicals out of the body. And that requires these two steps. And that's what's covered in Toxic Free. So I'll just announce again that today I have a special on my book, Toxic Free. It will have I have a limited number of copies where I'm signing them autographed and also putting in today's date. So you'll have a signed autographed copy that has the date of publication. Today is the first day that these books are available. And they're only available by telephone order. Call 727-466-6812 and we'll take you up your order over the phone and send them right out tomorrow. We're going to take another break and then we'll be right back. and Dad. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio, and I'm here with Dr. Steve Lund, and we've been talking about my new book, Toxic Free. Is there anything else you'd like to ask me, Dr. Lund?
Well, I think it's, you know, for people that maybe came in to listen to this later on into the show, I think the fact that you've been doing this for how many years?
Almost 30.
Almost 30 years, you know, shows that your commitment to it, and certainly the several books you've written. You've got other books in addition to your new one, Toxic Free, and this, I know, has had some greatly, you know, additional information, great amounts of additional information that people can inexpensively find out about how to improve their life for themselves, their children, their pets, and they will definitely be surprised at how easy it is, but also how much quality of life that they will gain. And fewer trips to see a doctor for their ill health.
Yes.
You know, and it's not that you don't want to go, but, you know, because, you know, doc's a nice guy, but you should just go there for wellness checkups and things like that, and not because you're feeling lousy because of these different things that are so easy and, you know, to fix. And you may not realize that a good example is sometimes people have a reaction to a food. And every Saturday morning they wake up with a bad headache. Well, then they realize that on Friday night they go out and eat something that they only do once a week. But they may not put that together and correlate that, right? And you talked about that earlier, is that correlation between, you know, the exposure that they have and the sensation that they have. And in some cases, it isn't immediate. It's not like I'm using this chemical and I immediately get a headache. It could take, you know, some hours, in some cases, a couple of days.
Yes,
in order
to
have that, you know, there's one type of immune system response that can take up to 4 days for it to cause its symptom, but the cause is still there, kind of tearing up the immune system.
Well, that's one of the problems I mentioned earlier about keeping a journal of when your reactions are,
right.
Because it's not always immediate. And one of the things that was only discovered about 30 years just before I was starting to be aware of this is that there really are two kinds of toxic exposures. One is called acute and the other is chronic. And the difference is that an acute exposure is something where you are exposed to the toxic chemical right now and you have a reaction right now. Like if you drank gasoline, your esophagus would get burned up and you'd probably keel over and die.
Pretty good chance.
Yeah, but cigarettes are also very toxic and could make you keel over and die, but not right now. You have to smoke a lot of cigarettes for a lot of years before the cancer from cigarettes will show up, but it still will show up. And that's called a chronic exposure. So when you're trying to track what's going on, you may be exposed to something on Monday and you not get the reaction until Thursday. And all of these different chemicals are different. So so that's why my across the board's recommendation is just start finding out where are the toxic chemicals in your environment and in your home and start replacing them and just start going for doing detoxing and cleansing the body so that you just handle it all.
So I do have a question based on that.
Just
for the listeners, just one thing in the kitchen that people can do differently than they're likely doing now. They may not be, but if they are, what is one thing that they could change that would be a simple thing they could do, as an example?
In the kitchen, I would probably go for trying organic food. That if you haven't yet tasted organic food, just go find a farmer's market or a natural food store and go buy some organic food and taste it and see the difference. And once you do, I think that you're going to want to buy organic because that will reduce the amount of chemicals from pesticides.
Absolutely true, you know, you know, we like to do that demonstration. We do nutrition talks about to show people that they have, you know, people are concerned sometimes about the pesticides if they don't see it sprayed.
Yes.
Right? And we've talked about that. And
well, you know, last week when I was on TV, I had apple and a bottle of pesticide, and I said to the host, if I were to take this pesticide and spray it on this apple, would you eat it? And she said, no. But it already had the pesticide on it.
Right. And I think that, you know, that's the difference, is that we don't, just because we don't see it, it doesn't mean it didn't happen. Right. And the pesticide is there. So minimally wash your fruit. I mean, minimally wash your fruit. Get organic. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you kind of surprised me, because when I said something that you could do in the kitchen that was simple. I was thinking more of like the cleaning product or something like that.
Well, we already talked about
cleaning
the windows.
We did the windows, but I was just thinking of like, you know, the something that's toxic that's, you know, under their
sink.
Well,
what would you think of?
I think it's an interesting point because how simple that is. And that really was my point in saying that is that here I was thinking a chemical that was some like I have to change out all my chemicals or whatever, which you should if they're bad.
No.
You know, but how easy it is to just select organic apples instead of.
That's a very simple thing.
And they're so available now. I know the grocery stores now have almost every grocery store has an organic section.
Yeah.
And how much easier that is in a few dollars. It's sometimes they're a little more, sometimes not. But even if they are a little bit more, you know, those are really your healthcare premium dollars because it's prevention.
It's prevention.
You know,
yes.
And you know, certainly, you know, one trip to the emergency room will cost you, you know, way more
than an organic apple.
Putting a few of those dollars, you know, if you take that, and I don't have the exact dollar cost here, but it's not that much in a year, maybe $100 difference, you know, choosing organic over the pesticide ridden evil fruit, right?
Yes.
And you know, and I think that that's the difference is that those are good choices to make, and in the long run, they're really not that expensive.
They really aren't.
Yeah.
I eat as much organic as I can find, and it really is worth it. Well, thank you, Dr. Len, for being here in this hour interviewing me. Dr. Len is going to be back at, let me check my schedule, 5 o'clock, and I'm going to interview him at 5 o'clock because Dr. Len and I have started a new business, a new website called Toxic Free Nutrition. And the point of that website is to provide support for detoxing and revitalizing our bodies so that we can all feel good. And
some simple things that we can do. We have a caller.
We have a caller, which I'm going to take right now. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Deborah Lynn Dadd at Toxic Free Talk Radio. Hello? Hello, caller? Well, I'm not hearing you here on the air, so please try again. Thank you. Okay, we're coming up at the end of our first hour. Wow. We made it through the first hour. 11 more to go. And I am going to actually put on a little music for a couple of minutes because there's a little technical thing that I need to do, but we'll be back.
That just sounds delightful. Wow. And there are perfectly safe borate-based products that can be used.